Today, again, we continue in Revelation, the 11th chapter, talking about the history of the two witnesses that were clothed in sackcloth during the Dark Ages. They were in a period of mourning because their testimony, their witness, was not clear. It was hidden. And during that time, or as that time ended, there was a war against the Bible. We find that in the French Revolution, France being one of the superpowers in those days. And we find that there was a definite war against the Bible, against Christianity, against everything that God stood for. It says in verse 8 of Revelation 11, "And their dead bodies," that is the two witnesses, the Old New Testament, "will lie in the street of the great city," which is mystically called Sodom in Egypt, where also the Lord was crucified. We've identified this as Paris. "And those from the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations will look on their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not permit their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb." Now here again we find 3.5 days. A day in Bible prophecy is often symbolic of a year. So we have a 3.5 year period, and it says those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days, but will not permit their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. In other words, it doesn't complete their burial. The Bible is going to have a comeback because of those from the tribes, tongues, nations, peoples. In verse 10, "Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry because those two witnesses tormented them." Now we have two groups of people. Those from, the called out, you might say, those are God's people. They don't allow the Bible to be totally destroyed. But those who dwell on the earth, by the way, the word dwell in Revelation is used 21 times. And of those 21, 20 times is referring to the lost or the wicked. And so we see that in Paris, there was a conflict, obviously, over the Bible. But God's people did not let the Bible be totally destroyed. But those who dwell on the earth, the wicked, were rejoicing because these two, the Old and New Testaments, witnessed against them. And they wanted to get rid of them so their consciences wouldn't bother them. So they rejoiced and partied because they'd gotten rid of the Bible and Christianity. As we go back to the French Revolution, we find some interesting things happen. French Revolution started in 1789. And the guillotine, by the way, invented by Dr. Guillotine because he was commissioned to invent a device that would quickly kill people, not necessarily make them suffer, but do the job quickly. So he invented the guillotine, which was a falling knife which took someone's head off instantly. And so the guillotine couldn't keep up with all the people that were put to death. In the French Revolution, first of all, they put to death royalty and nobility and all these landowners and so on that they thought suppressed them. And they did. They suppressed them. And so they put them to death. But the problem was, whenever you have anarchy and evil, no one trusts each other. And so it wasn't long until those who were putting the nobility to the guillotine were themselves put to the guillotine as the revolution continued and the next hierarchy in the revolution took over, who themselves were put to the guillotine when the next hierarchy took over. So there was distrust everywhere. And by 1793, they decided that the best thing to do would be to get rid of Christianity and the Bible altogether. So they ruled against the catechism and the Bible. They took a donkey and tied the catechism to its tail and dragged it through the city. They gathered up catechisms and Bibles and burned them openly. And so this was the end of Christianity in their mind. They decided to start a new calendar with 1789 when the French Revolution took over and all the past was to be forgotten. And of course, there was total anarchy. It's called the Bloody Revolution. And there were so many people died. In fact, they were trying to get rid of so many Christians that they took boats out in the water and sank them full of Christians, they decided, you know, this isn't real smart because we're losing boats. And what we need to do is tie their feet and their hands and just dump them overboard and save the boat. And so they did that. And so it was the bloody revolution.